Why technique, discipline, and hard work matter now and in the long run. When I was 12 years old, I was getting ready to compete in the final of the 12 and under 100 metres butterfly event at the Victorian Country Swimming Titles in the 1970s. The event was being held in Mildura, Victoria, on the Australia Day long weekend, which is in January, and at the height of summer. The day temperature was around 35 degrees Celsius. My race was in the middle of the day, just after the Australia Day speeches. I was up against the state champion and was positioned third fastest in the final, swimming in lane three. I was an outsider, a nobody, an underdog. The stands were full of spectators, mostly parents and swimmers, and I was nervous, hot, and unused to such pressure. We were in the marshalling tent several minutes before the event when the state champion and favourite to win the race started to try and psych us all out, especially me. She was in my face, calling me names. It was pretty intense. I had never had this happen to me before, and so I went inwards, shutting out the distractions by going over and over the race plan my coach, Herb Jeffrey, had given me. Herb was a very good coach. He was a stickler for good technique. Good technique, coupled with discipline and hard work, he said, underpins everything. My race plan was to go out strong for the first 40 metres, holding my stroke long and steady, then to sprint into and off the wall for the next 20 metres, then hold my stroke long and strong all the way home, breathing every two strokes. Herb said, "You may feel your arms wanting to shorten on the last 50 metres. Whatever you do, keep your stroke long and strong, even if you feel like you're going slower. Hold your technique and keep your rhythm." Finally, he said, "Remember, you're fit, you're fast, and you have excellent technique. You've done the work and you know how to swim well and win this race." This is what I focused on. I shut out all the distractions and just recited this race plan. The marshal called us to the blocks. I was breathing deep and steady, race plan on repeat in my mind. I got onto the start position. Then the starting pistol fired, and I remember how lovely the cool water was on my skin, kicking me into action. I was in the zone, nothing but me, the clear water, and that black line. I didn't look at anyone else. Instead, I executed the race plan exactly as Herb had instructed. I won the race by some distance, breaking the existing record. My record stood for many years afterwards, and I went on to win that race in my respective age groups for the next 5 years in a row, plus the open age group events as well. Why am I sharing this with you? Because when things get tough for me, I always remember that day, that event, my race plan, and my coach Herb. When we think we can't go on, when there are too many distractions, when we're tired or frustrated, like many of us feel with the COVID lockdown, when someone is in our face, or when we want to rush to the finish line by cutting corners or taking shortcuts, remember this: technique, discipline, hard work, and focus matter. Rules, coaching, processes, and systems matter. Kindness and support matters. So hang in there and keep your stroke long and strong. You've got this. Remember, everybody lives by selling something.